Good morning, everyone. This morning's reflection comes from, it's an excerpt from a book called Conversation with Nadia Bollinger. And just a little background about Nadia. Nadia was a French composer and also a conductor and also a teacher. She herself was a pianist. And she taught actually many of the leading composers and musicians of the 20th century. She's no longer alive, but she was a very active teacher and composer and conductor. And this is a book about her. And it was written through conversations with her. So this is an excerpt from one of these conversations. And it's her speaking. It's in her words, though I'm sure translated from French. I had the good fortune to be brought up by a remarkably intelligent mother. She adored me. She had lost a child before I was born, so I was a miraculous new arrival. But she loved me enough to be dispassionate in her judgments. There was one thing she could not tolerate: lack of attention. From the first, I grew up with this absolute attentiveness, which is vital to self-awareness. With certain people, there is such a force of concentration that everything becomes important. So before encouraging anyone, you must find out whether they're capable of loving, of interesting themselves in what they're doing, whatever it may be, for its own sake. I don't know whether attentiveness can be taught. I would say that anyone who acts without paying attention to what she or he is doing is wasting her life or wasting his life. I go as far to say that life is denied by lack of attention, whether it be cleaning windows or trying to write a masterpiece. There are people who shake hands like a dead fish. Not very pleasant. Conversely, when some people shake your hand, you register an exchange, however brief, an extraordinary exchange between that person and you. My sister was 19. She won the Prix de Rome. She was there in all her grace, all her guileness. We were walking in the gardens of the Via Medici. In the gardens, we had the illusion of youth, which thinks it will last forever. And there was also an old woman doing weeding, her skin all wrinkled with traces of what must have been extraordinary beauty. We passed. She raised her head. She smiled an ineffable smile and said to us, "Buongiorno." The smile itself was a gift. We must have understood and thanked her. That overwhelming moment produced by the buongiorno was nothing in itself. It was only an old woman gathering old weeds, but she had a crystalline soul. It gave her a kind of genius of heart, a sanctity of spirit, and having nothing to express what her heart inspired, she created something beyond herself, beyond me. She perceived the existence of something which made the day fine. She knew it was beautiful, and everything derived from it was a means of grace. It seems to me that attention is the state of mind which allows us to perceive what has to be. It's a form of the vision experienced by the great mystics on days when they were granted a profound concentration. This year, there was a concert by Yehudi Menuhin, an altogether super concert. He gave a number of encores, and the last was the slow movement of the Brahms Sonata in D minor. What happened then was part of an indescribable completeness. The whole house found itself in the grip of the same mute emotion, which created silence of an extraordinary quality. Everyone understood, felt, participated in what he himself must have been feeling. In some way, it passed beyond him to a higher level, which we very rarely reach. We are too weak to scale those heights very often, to realize the potential available if we could really commune with ourselves. So let's sit together and commune with ourselves. May all of the wholesome energies and the fruits that manifest through this day's practice serve with immeasurable impartiality, without bias, without prejudice, towards the welfare, the happiness, and the awakening of all beings everywhere.